This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Later today, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn hops on an Amtrak train from Joliet to Bloomington. The trip is to showcase part of the state's new high-speed rail line. It'll eventually run all the way to St. Louis. Amtrak hopes the new faster service will lure travelers away from other means of transport, including airlines. From St. Louis Public Radio, here's Adam Allington.
The high speed for Amtrak trains traveling through the state of Illinois is about 80 miles per hour. Eventually, Amtrak hopes to boost speeds up to 110 miles per hour. Mark Maglieri is a spokesperson for Amtrak. He says the company wants to cut travel time between St. Louis and Chicago to around 4 hours.
Right now, we are about 2 hours longer than flying. We're going to get that to within an hour of flying or less over time, and we'll get more business that right now is flying.
Maglieri says faster trains mean more round trips per day, which for many travelers is an even bigger selling point than just speed.
Those are key elements when you sell travel. And certainly we've shown everywhere we've added frequency and reduced travel times, the ridership goes through the roof because people are looking for better options than driving or flying.
But not everyone's on board with Amtrak's chances of luring riders away from regional air service. Professor Ray Mundy is the director of the Center for Transportation Studies at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. From where he sits in his office, he can watch planes coming in to land at Lambert Airport.
I don't keep the actual schedules down, but...
There's one right there.
Oh, that's it. It looks like a DC-8 coming in, maybe on Delta.
Mundy says people flying from St. Louis to Chicago are likely transferring onto other flights, meaning they aren't apt to take the train instead.
Literally, the amount of people that are going from downtown St. Louis to downtown Chicago that would be affected by improved rail service probably wouldn't be enough to fill up 1737 that Southwest flies.
Victoria Day is with the industry group Airlines for America. She points to places like the Northeast, where high-speed service has been available for years. Even there, she says, Amtrak still couldn't exist without government support.
Unlike commercial aviation, which does pay for its own infrastructure and operating costs through taxes and user fees, high-speed rail doesn't, and that doesn't maintain a level playing field when both modes are competing for the same passenger.
But it's not all about the passengers. Improvements to railways also benefit freight carriers, and lower shipping costs means cheaper goods for consumers. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.